Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And now to our look around the country. This week we thought we'd hear from some of the farmers themselves.
I'm Stan Clark from Pukekohe. I've been in the vegetable industry for 60 years and our specialty at our farm is producing celery.
Stan, how has COVID-19 been affecting your farm?
Well, vegetable production has been classed as an essential industry, so providing the staff don't get sick, we shall continue to plant and harvest the crops. They don't understand what a lockdown means.
Have you got enough workers?
Yes, we do at the moment, and there's one or two now looking for work, but we're really worried about them and who they associate with and possibly bringing in the virus. We're practicing the best methods that we can to try and keep everybody isolated and free of trouble.
Have you been able to find a market for your produce?
Yes, and if I was to lead into this news item about veggies rotting in the fields, this is not widespread, but it could become so. What's actually happened is that growers who indirectly supply the closed burger chains and independent greengrocers now have to find other markets for that produce, which is mainly supermarkets. However, the supermarkets may have adequate supplies from other growers and are therefore unable to dispose of the increased quantity at a price to the growers that would compensate them for harvesting the diverted crops. So in effect, we probably now have an oversupply of, say, lettuce. Chopping the crop up may be the most economical option.
With your celery, Stan, are you going to be able to sell all that, or are you going to be chopping that up in the fields?
We'll have to wait and see, because we're dependent on orders, Sally. The orders come through brokers. We don't deal direct with the supermarkets. It's a relatively small commodity, and we'll wait and see what happens. If it overmatures through lack of orders, we just bypass it and go on to the younger lot.
Stan, how has the weather been this week there in your neck of the woods?
Absolutely beautiful. You would hardly think that we had a health crisis.
Have you had enough rain?
No, but the 50 mils that we got last week has been very good, and everything's starting to green up now, and the moisture level is holding.
My name is Karen Williams. I'm a sheep and beef and arable farmer based at Ahiruhi, Gladstone, in the Wairarapa. It's been quite a frantic last couple of weeks, but particularly last week. So we were just finished our harvesting of our crops and busy drilling back in our grass seed too, so that we can get stock on there. So obviously very busy getting grass seed in the ground, combining that with fertiliser, access to seed, etc. So we were certainly running around busily trying to source those products before what would be a lockdown.
And how have conditions been this week? Because the Wairarapa has been very dry.
Yeah, absolutely. So last weekend it started raining. I think it was Friday afternoon, and between then and Sunday morning we sort of got 130 to 140 mils, perhaps a little bit more out on the Eastern Hill Country, who were really, really dry, no grass growth, no stock water left, dry dams, etc. So it was very, very welcome, but we're still going to have, a few weeks before the growth sort of rallies round, and obviously heading into winter, that's not a great place to be.
My name is Richard Morrison, a sheep and beef farmer just north of Martin, and at the moment I'm standing in my cattle yard, swinging a few gates and enjoying the sunshine and also the privilege of still being able to work. I think we are very lucky that we're still able to get out and work and have a bit of space, and so we probably don't have the cabin fever that a lot of people do, but you're certainly aware that everything's going on and it does affect business as usual. It is quite different, but at the end of the day, the animals don't know that there's COVID-19 around, and we've had a trying season with drought and keeping things fed. So at the end of the day, it's just get out and do our day job as usual.
And how have conditions been weather-wise this week?
really good. It feels like the grass is just trying to grow and on the move, and we've been sowing some winter grass packs this week because we've finally got enough moisture in the ground. And also, yes, first day of collecting mushrooms today, so all of a sudden that's a good sign that there's a bit of heat and moisture. Still a lot of feeding out, and we've been weaning calves and transferring them from one farm to the other, and then their mothers out into the hills. And yeah, a bit of R&M at this time of year. And also this morning I was drafting a load of lambs to the works. Yeah, keep them going if we can, because any day the works might close or not, and it's been tricky to get stock in. We're lucky too. We've got a workforce here and four employees, but we've got a lot of space, so it's for business as usual, really. But everyone keeps their distance and cleans their hands and obeys the rules like everyone else. But yeah, I do know we've had the other contractors, the fertiliser plane flying above, and the seed driller that was drilling paddocks this week. And yeah, they sort of leave instructions and talk over the phone and leave the gear out and leave maps and just basically carry on.
I'm Stuart Smith. I'm the Member of Parliament for Kaikoura and a former wine grower and chairman of New Zealand Wine Growers. Currently, I have been working on a voluntary basis, apart from doing my MP duties, and relocating grape harvesters and being a general gopher for a harvest company because they are short-staffed. So I've been out. I did a little bit of harvester driving yesterday. Today, I've relocated a harvester after it had some minor repairs. I've taken a person home. I'm running around, fueling things up, doing those sorts of things.
So what logistical things are you having to work through?
So the logistical things are getting the right people in the right place at the right time. If you've got two people in a van, they have to try and maintain 2 metres apart. That's a bit of a challenge at times, but if that's the case, anyone in vehicles together, they wear masks and sanitise the vehicle after people get out, all that sort of thing.
What's happened with accommodation for workers?
The big issue at the moment is people that have come in from overseas to work in the wineries. A lot of the wineries bring people in from other winemaking regions around the world that have the skills to operate the winery in an incredibly busy time that harvest is. And so that and the harvest companies have decided to put their workers in bubbles as well, so that they're a small group of people together, so that if somebody does contract COVID-19, then the people within that group would be the ones that would have to be isolated rather than everyone. I have people I know that have had to shift out of their flats because they're flatting with other people working for other wineries or harvest companies, and they can't now live together. They've had to separate so that they minimise that risk.
How far through the harvest is Marlborough?
Some of the smaller wineries are finished now, but the Sauvignon Blanc, which is a bit later, is really just cranking into it now. So it'll be 10 days to 2 weeks flat out.
How's the vintage looking?
It looks great. The fruit that I've been tasting out in the field tastes great. I'm sure that'll go through to another good vintage, and we've certainly had the great weather to go with it.
Ian Smith, Heather and I farm 1,000 acres of 400 hectares at Waimahaka, which is just on that western side of the Catlins. We have 480 milking cows, about 200 other beef cattle, and somewhere between 600 and 1,000 sheep stock units on the property.
So what's been going on your farm this week?
This week we've had a very nice week. We've sort of in go-slow mode. We've had to put some COVID practice in between us and the contract milker, and it's luckily we can both work out two parts of our farm because we have a dairy platform and a runoff. Luckily that we've got a tractor we can have each, and we don't need to cross over much at all.
Are you able to get stock away to the works?
I don't think we can at the moment. I've been told that there's quite a waiting list. The challenge is the end of the season. We're most of the way through employing a new contract milker, but it's slowing us right up on that department. The next thing is how we're going to get all the protocols into place for the 1st of June. That's when those contract milkers or any shoe milkers or that change jobs in the farming industry. I'd just like to make a big thank you to the frontline staff, the doctors, the medical people, all the firemen and all those who are around helping, the supermarkets, Even my brother was called out in a search and rescue at the beginning of this, which was at Stewart Island. And so he works for me, and he's stood himself down for 10 days minimum before he comes out again to do jobs. And also to the meat workers, everybody's got a very, very difficult task ahead of us. Everything's on go slow because of all this regulation. So we're going to have a very, very challenging late autumn, early winter in the farming industry.
Ian Smith from Waimahaka.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.